Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, guys, thanks very much. Joe, frustrating day. How frustrating from your standpoint?
Yeah, it was obviously, I think you could tell how frustrating it was out there. I mean, especially early on, just the way that we kind of started in the first half. Yeah, we just never gotten any kind of rhythm, never gotten any kind of momentum behind us, never kind of were able to kind of get some energy. We'd have a play here and there. Like, we'd have one play in the drive and get across midfield on first and second down, and then we would just kind of stall out and not really be able to do anything.
You have a really young team. You are surrounded. You've been through the wars, obviously, but you are surrounded by a lot of young players at the skill position spots, even on the offensive line. What's your message to them, knowing how long this season is?
Listen, I've been saying it a lot. And this is including me, not just the young guys. I think we do have a good team, and it's just a matter of realizing that and turning it on and having that belief, having that confidence that it takes to go out there and take over games. And I'm talking to myself, too. When we take the field, we have to believe it.
One last question about your offensive line. A lot of turmoil, obviously, and injury flux throughout this preseason. George Fant has to move back and forth. You lose two left tackles, obviously, starting a rookie today at right tackle as well. So the struggles you had on your offensive line today, in the future, can become what with this group?
Oh, I think they did a great job. I think we ran the ball well at times. We had some big chunks in there. We got into a drop back game today and had to throw the ball all kinds of times. So you're going to have your plays here and there where guys get on you here and there. But I thought those guys fought really hard. And I think they're going to be an awesome group, and I thought they did a really good job playing today and fighting.
Joe, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Obviously frustrated. Wasn't a good showing for us on offense. Just never really got in our rhythm and got any energy kind of going behind us. Well, I just think there's probably some easy things that we left out there early in the game and just didn't execute. We just didn't execute well enough in terms of some of our game plan stuff that we really thought we'd be able to take advantage of. And maybe early on, some of that stuff was taken away, and we had to just get down to the easy one a little bit better than we did, in terms of my part. And it was just a thing here and there. I felt like, we would get right around midfield on a couple drives, and kind of we should have had some energy going behind us, and we kind of just, let's go up to the ball, and then we just never turned the corner and got going off of some of those plays that we did have. We had some chunks. Like, I feel like we had some chunks in the first half, but it was literally just one play, and that was it.
What happened on the interception?
Well, yeah, I kind of saw the hole open up. I think when I go back and watch this game early on, I'm going to just wish that I just took some of the 5 yard checkdowns earlier in the game. I don't know if I wouldn't throw that again, but I think that is going to be one the main thing we look at early on, especially myself, is just, did that kind of look like it was there? With the underneath coverage and the hole opening up, yes, but the safety was driving and you have a little miscue on running the route, and the next thing you know, you're in a bad position. So I think there was a couple of plays like that I just could have been quicker to just take the 5 yard piece of it and move on to the next down.
Does week one loss feel different in any way from a loss in other weeks?
Well, I guess so. It can. You have a lot of momentum going behind you in training camp and preseason, and you're optimistic about where the team's heading, and You know, it's obviously a punch in the face to come out and lose a football game, but obviously when you're starting at 500 and you're kind of going into the next week behind the eight ball a little bit, I guess it's a little frustrating. I think there's a lot of positives to take out of there. I think our defense was just, you know, like really played really, really well, played so hard and got after them and, you know, really did the best they could. And I think there's things that we're going to look at on the offense and say that we did well. It's just, you know, we can't keep saying that. And I just keep going back to, you know, just the belief in ourselves that we're good. And I'm talking to myself too. I think every time we take the field, we just have to, you know, truly believe that we are capable, because we are. And I think that's kind of why we're missing some of that little juice here and there, to kind of get us over the hump. And like I said, I'm talking to myself, not just young guys and things like that.
What do you mean by that? Have you ever experienced something like that before, like reset, where you kind of have to convince yourself that you're good?
Well, like I said, like, you know, when you have young guys that haven't, you know, played in this league, and then we have a bunch of veterans that, you know, just haven't won consistently over the last couple of years, you have to learn how to win football games and create that winning culture, and winning on Sundays is a big part of that. I think we've done a lot of the other parts of it, but it still comes down to winning on Sundays.
This franchise now a little bit, and the winning hasn't been here for a while. The September thing has become a thing where you guys have been looking at September a while. How do you avoid kind of the here we go again mentality seeping into the building?
Well, I just think we got to continue to keep in focus, like, every day, each day, one day at a time. You know, it's obviously that cliche thing, but us as players and people in the building, we just got to keep our heads down and go to work, and, you know, not listen to the outside noise that can kind of creep in and create this over, you know, this feeling of, you know, this gray cloud over us. I think as long as we kind of just put the blinders on and stay in our box and continue to have the belief and continue to kind of, you know, create that team that we have, I think that's the best way, and that's the only way we're going to be able to move forward.
What was it like reacting to a midseason, a midweek switch at the offensive line? Wayne gets hurt. You know, you had a.
I don't think too much about that stuff. These guys, we're all professionals. They're professionals up there. Nobody really skips a beat. They jump in and they play hard. And listen, I thought they fought and played really hard today. And, you know, we had some chunks in the run game that we got. And when you drop back as many times as we did today, you're going to have some things here and there that leak through. But those guys fought all day, and I thought they played really well together. You know, we all have to make little improvements, like I talked about, in order for us to take that next step.
What did you think of Garrett Wilson's performance today, 52 yards?
I think Garrett, like, listen, it's tough to think exactly what he did for those yardage and stuff like that, but you can tell, I think we've been able to tell, that when the lights turn on, it's not too big for him. He's excited to be out there and be playing this game and let his playing, do the talking. So I think that's what you see when you watch a rookie line up for the first time. I think we already kind of anticipated that, and I saw more of it today.
Anticipated tight ends having a big role on this team after they spent money there. You know, Tyler had a few catches, having a touchdown at the end, but CJ really wasn't involved. Was it a function of the Ravens taking them away? Was it the score? What kind of led to that?
Yeah, I think you'd have to look, you know, especially because this is a game that we kind of felt like we could go in just with, you know, early on and use all three of those guys in a certain way. So I definitely think just the kind of way that some of our game plan stuff, we just never got rolling with early on, and then what it kind of turned into in the second half there, once they scored a couple touchdowns and we didn't, it's probably a lot to do with that.
When you are in the second half, how do you communication during the week?
Yeah, hey, like, it's just constantly going out there and practicing and having the focus to, you know, keep our eye on the prize and not really veer from that. Like I said, I think we're built a lot better than a team that's going to, you know, fall apart off of one game. I think we got a lot of guys in there that have great relationships and really believe in what we can do. So, I think we're a lot ahead of, you know, where it may seem we are.
Was there any added emotion for you when you came out today?
Listen, you see a couple people here and there, but at the end of the day, it felt like another game. Obviously, It would have been nice to beat those guys, but there's a couple familiar faces that I lined up across, guys that have been there and gone away and come back. But ultimately, that was just another defense, another team. So.
Joe, as a veteran quarterback in this league, what's the message that you send to the young guys in the locker room after a day like today?
Yeah, just keep your head up and keep the belief in yourself and the confidence that you have. We're going to be better than we are today. And you did a great job. These guys should be they just got their first start in the NFL or first handful of snaps in the NFL. It's an exciting day. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted to. But for those guys, they got a lot in front of them, and they got to keep their head up and realize that they're going to be the great players for years to come.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.